This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Minneapolis City Council Committee advanced a proposal guaranteeing that nearly all employees received at least 48 hours a year of paid sick leave. The proposal would apply to all employers except those with three or fewer employees. According to the Pew Research Center, fewer than 3 in 10 Americans have expressed trust in government in every national major poll conducted since July 2007, the longest period of low trust in government seen in more than 50 years. Only 5% of over 1,000 workers surveyed by the Justice Center in Hong Kong showed no signs of exploitation, with the workers averaging 770 hours of work per week. 1 in 6 were found to be in a state of forced labor, with 1 in 7 of those there as a result of human trafficking. Newark, New Jersey began offering free screening to some of its youngest students after findings of elevated lead levels contaminated 30 of the district schools to shut water off. Nike unveiled sneakers with self-lacing technology that it plans to sell later this year as a sportswear company looks to one-up rivals in an increasingly tech-driven athletic market. Really? A future without knowing how to tie our own shoes? Corruption allegations linking President Jacob Zuma to one of South Africa's prominent business families, the Guptas, when they supposedly offered the finance minister's job to someone independently, are evolving into an unprecedented crisis inside the ruling African National Congress over how to maintain its political control in the post-apartheid era. First, Donald Trump and then Governor John Kasich withdrew from the Fox News debate scheduled for Utah in coming days, canceling the entire event. Politico reporters fact-checked 4.6 hours of Trump speeches and press conferences. They found more than 5 dozen untrue statements, or 1 every 5 minutes. In other news, an analysis of primary election results so far shows that counties with high white mortality rates are also likely to vote Trump. U.S. Senate approved a contempt resolution against classified ad website Backpage.com, which has been criticized for purportedly facilitating child sex trafficking, but has fended off victims' lawsuits and lawmakers' questions. Voice of the People. Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.